So when I heard the theme for this morning was, who is God? My first reaction was, are you kidding me? Am I qualified to answer this question? Is anyone qualified to answer this question? I really struggled with this question of who is God in the years that I was studying to become a pastor. As I'm sure you can imagine, a big part of this is exams, tests, papers, and of course, interviews. Throughout this process, also known as candidacy, I sat for interviews before a committee from our synod several times. And in these interviews, they asked me questions about my theology. They wanted to make sure that I actually read the Book of Concord, aka How to Be Lutheran in Just 5,000 Easy Steps. But sometimes I ask myself, is this a test? Is my theology sound? Is my doctrine correct? Now, obviously, I made it through the process. I am standing here after all, so I did something right. Maybe it was because I did read the whole Book of Concord. But I found in all of my essays and in my conversations, I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to tell the committee stories of where I saw my theology in action. I wanted to tell them stories about who God is for me in my life. So I think the better question for today is, how is God active in your life? Where have you encountered God? Because I think the answers to these questions tell us who God is. So recently for me, children have told me who God is. I see God as I hide under a desk with a four-year-old, giggling because no one can find us. No one can see us even though our feet are sticking out of the front of the desk. And right there in that moment, I'm experiencing the mystery of God. I can't see God. But obviously, God is there. I know who God is through interactions I have with the little boys who live in my apartment building. Every time they see me, they giggle and announce, "You're Liz!" This is God naming me. This is God claiming me. And like those little boys, God giggles with glee and smiles when God sees me. I know who God is as a little one in this church runs up to me every Sunday morning with a hug and declares, "It is so good to see you today, Pastor Liz." And right there in that moment, I hear how worthy I am. God is so glad to see me. And I know who God is as an exhausted one-year-old sleeps with his head on my chest and sucks his blue thumb because he ate way too much blue cake icing that day. In this moment, I feel God's peace. I'm comforted knowing that it is possible to find peace in this crazy world. So there you have it. Those are my everyday experiences of God. These stories tell me who God is. So I ask you now, how is God active in your life? Where have you encountered God? Perhaps you've seen God on your morning walk as the sun rises. Or you've experienced God at camp as you gather around a fire. Maybe you've experienced God sitting in traffic, listening to music, or just sitting in the silence. Because the possibilities are endless. Because that's who God is. God pops up in surprising ways throughout our lives to tell us who God is. I saw this question of who God is pop up several weeks ago when Pastor Jack, Pastor John, and I sat down with groups of our confirmation students to talk about who is God and what they'd learned in their 9 months of classes. But I have to be honest with you, something hit me in that room as I listened to their answers to the questions before them. These young people spoke theologically. God is creator, God is savior and redeemer, God is Holy Spirit. But I started struggling again, just as I did as a candidate for ordained ministry, because I wanted to hear stories. I wanted to hear experiences, their experiences of who God is. I realized that I wanted those young people, I want all people, to experience who God is. I want to know how God is active in your life. So I'm about to say something radical. Are you ready? Okay. The theology doesn't always matter. Sometimes the creeds and the doctrines are just words. What matters is how you experience God in your life. What matters are your stories that tell you who God is. Because isn't that why you're sitting here this morning? You're here because you've experienced God in your life. Because you have stories that tell you who God is. And remember, this book that we just read from, the Bible, is a book of stories. Stories of human experiences of God. The Bible tells us that the disciples and many other humans had stories. Stories of experiences with God. The disciples saw Jesus turn water into wine. They saw Jesus heal. They watched as Jesus made a little bit of bread go a long way. They saw Jesus walk on water. So yes, those disciples had stories that told them who God is. And now those stories tell us who God is. I Love to Tell the Story is one of my favorite songs. It always gets me choked up. It makes me cry because it's a song that brings my Who is God stories to mind. These are my stories that reflect the story of Jesus and his love. And I love to tell that story. Because I know it is true. Because it reminds me that I have lived the good news. So yes, I am qualified to answer the question of who is God. And guess what? So are you. Because you too, beloved children of God, you have who is God stories. Stories that reflect the story of Jesus and his love. You too have encountered God. And you too know it is true. Because you have lived the good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.